Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Our communities, to our families, we need our ancestors. Come on, ancestors, come on, come on.
And has let us learn some people for a whole time. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
Is your time to rise and shine?
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant. The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace. Oh, Yahweh, bringing us power to unity. Where warriors are falling, there's a resurrection coming.
Trouble, trouble, come alive.
Yeah, wake up, you sleeping giant.
Your heart, I feel it. Yeah, I feel
your
it.
I feel it, I feel it, I feel it.
Get to work,
Hallelujah. Oh, we're coming together tonight to bring us back into alignment with the Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. That's what Soul Purpose Healing is here for. I am your spiritual chiropractor to bring us back into alignment. You know, when I have had backaches, I haven't had a backache in such a long time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Creator. I haven't had a backache, but when I did, I realized there was some type of imbalance in the energy flowing through the disc in my spine. And usually a chiropractor adjustment helps. But sometimes it's more the mind that is bringing an imbalance or pain in the body. So tonight we're going to bring you some truth that we need to hear that will hopefully bring us back the spinal energy, the energy that reduces pain and suffering. Hopefully tonight you'll get some truth that will help all your pain and suffering go away, go away. And I thought it was needed that we visit Chris Rock's movie. It's really kind of a movie because it's very entertaining, but it's just sprinkled with truth all over. And so I'm going to play the trailer for that movie. The movie's an hour and a half long, but I do have the trailer in my queue for us to listen to and then talk about the lessons that we forgot. This movie was made in 2009. So it's 13 years old, and in light of Shanquella Robinson's death, I think it's so important that we get the lessons, all the lessons from this movie, or at least some of them. And the song that we just listened to and drummed to talks about Yahshua bring us together. And the name, for those of you who are new to Soul Purpose, the name Yahushua is the same name, the name that's used for Jesus. Only Yahushua is the Hebrew rendition because there's no J in the Hebrew language. So Jesus is a Latin name, sort of. And then Yahshua is the spirit of truth today, in my mind. The spirit of truth. Most people don't know what that feels like, looks like, or sounds like. Because we have been swimming in so many lies and deceptions that we're drowning in lies. And then when truth shows up to save us, we're like, no, that can't be right. That can't be right. I don't want to hear that. But we're going to try anyway to bring you a spirit of truth tonight about good hair. That's what Chris Rock's movie is all about. And I'm going to open up the trailer for Good Hair, a movie made by Chris. He's a comedian, so he's got a lot of humor in this, but there's a lot of truth as well. And then we're going to go into another audio about where the truth about where hair comes from, and that's where we have to start really meditating and considering if we need to change our lifestyle when we think about where this hair comes from. But let's take a entertaining look at the trailer for Good Hair.
What's your definition of good hair?
Something that looks relaxed and nice.
If your hair is relaxed, white people are relaxed. If your hair is nappy, they're not happy.
Oh, God. This October, Chris Rock will take you back to your roots.
Just yesterday, my daughters came into the house and said, Daddy, how come I don't have good hair? I wonder how she came up with that idea.
Within the black community, if you have good hair, you're prettier or better than. The lighter, the brighter, the better.
They want to go like this. Like Farrah Fawcett.
There's so many pressures to trim my hair.
Look at my ring, still there. Relax is the chemical that will take a black woman's hair from this and change it into this.
It's kind of like a torture session.
Could you tell us how dangerous Relaxer is?
Sodium hydroxide will burn through your skin.
So that can's got a good purpose.
This whole thigh was burnt off, and that's how the asymmetrical look came in with all that. But
so you're saying your hair is addicted to Relaxer?
I am on the creamy crack. Creamy crack.
So what's in your hair now?
This is a weave.
This is a weave. Two pieces here. You know, like extensions. Like that.
The flat top business is a $9 billion
$5,000 business.
One of these things bring you $5,000.
Well, I have a layaway plan.
So you can lay away the
weed. That's right. Have you ever put your hand through a black woman's hair?
Hell no, not a black woman. You just don't touch it.
Do not touch my weed.
Yeah.
Does your wife let you touch her hair?
Question is, let her touch mine.
Weave sex is a little awkward.
What do you do?
I guess stay on top.
This is a 7,000-pound bag to relax.
This will last Prince about a month.
Get ready to go around the world.
Right now, I have Indian hair.
Human hair is India's biggest export.
Can you 10 inches to 14?
10 inches and better.
Okay.
Like porno.
In the award-winning new comedy that Vanity Fair calls hilarious.
Has anybody ever tried to steal your hair?
No.
If you see some black women, just run the other way. What I really wanted to know, if I could make any money selling black hair.
Black hair!
Would you like to buy some black hair?
They don't want to look like, you know, ever cut like this. You mix with the hair straight, look more natural.
So my nappy hair is not worth anything.
Good hair.
My advice for men when they're making love for women who has a wig is keep your hands on.
All right. So that's the trailer. Lots of comedy.
You have a Gilbert.
To keep us smiling, laughing about the subject. I hope that you were able to hear that in the studio. Let me know if you couldn't hear it, and I'll adjust and play the audio from the studio. But we're talking about good hair, as many, many people have come to believe is the relevant description of straight, silky hair. And yet, when I listened to a brother by the name of, let's see, what is his name? Stephen Speaks. There's a brother named Stephen. He has a YouTube channel, Stephen Speaks. Very popular, handsome, dark, tall, dark, and handsome man. Stephen Speaks. And he has a video about five things that men find irresistible. I was like, that was so interesting to hear this counselor who talks to other men a lot. He's giving his own experience in talking to other men and what other men have to say about what is irresistible to them. Now, I'm going to give you the first one, and then I'm going to play another audio about good hair. But the first one, I wonder how many of you are going to be surprised out there about the first thing he felt that it was irresistible to men is, guess what? Drum roll. Let me give a drum. No drama or a peaceful spirit in a woman. Oh, my goodness. Men want no drama and a peaceful spirit in a woman. So what does that translate to for most of you women? And even men, do you agree with that? That the number one thing that most men want, or that they find irresistible, it's not like they want, but they're attracted to this quality in a woman, is that she have no drama and that she's peaceful in her spirit, in her demeanor, in her character. Surprise, is anybody surprised out there that men are done with all the drama and the hair has not come into the picture yet, okay? And it won't, believe me. So think about that, and I'm going to play another audio about hair that goes further into the movie Good Hair, because it talks about researches, the research that Chris did. In fact, what it goes into, no, I don't want that. What it goes into actually is, it goes into where, when the hair comes from, when the hair comes from a certain country, what does that mean about that hair? Let's see, researches. He researched the human hair, and this is what he comes up with. So I want you to pay attention to that we have missed.
All right.
We have missed this in the, especially the Black community, the significance of this part of his movie, because this is where Shanquella Robinson, the hairstylist, should have paid attention to protect her and save her life. And the information that comes out of this, not only does it talk about this billion-dollar business, but it also gives us a look into what the energy, this is an energetic explanation in many ways and a spiritual revelation about why we need to pay attention to things like this. So let's hear.
Mr. Bailey.
Hello. How are you?
All right, Chris Rock here.
Yeah.
All the way from America.
Yeah, very good. You're welcome to all of you.
Now, I hear you the man with the hair.
Yes.
You got more hair than anybody.
Yes.
If I want some Indian hair, you the man to see.
Yes. Because daily we are getting like this. Collection from the temple.
Wow. Well, show me some more. Let's see some more. What are they doing right now?
Now, this is the hair which is bought from the temple, and they're just segregating this thing. And this is before washing, we do like this, then we go for washing.
Okay.
Because there will be some bugs. It is all dead bugs, but some people, they don't like to have that lice or bugs in their hair.
Yeah. Whenever I buy hair, I don't want the bugs in it.
This is the place where we process human hair.
Weed paradise.
Yes.
So this is where the magic happens. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's got like a perfect weave on their head.
Yes.
What are they doing right there?
See, this is the Remy. I showed you that after washing, they'll just put the hair in the ankle. They'll remove this tangle, and they'll remove the top side of the hair.
Wow.
So then it will be bundled and it will be single one bulk hair.
Okay. Approximately, how many heads of hair are processed every day?
No, that's weight.
Kilo. So you don't even care about the head. You measure by the kilo.
Yeah, we measure by kilo.
You like softening.
Yes.
Kind of like cocaine.
Yes.
The hair business is probably easier business to be in. So.
Yes, it is a legal one.
It's legal. Are there like hair farms? Are there like just places where just a bunch of women are sitting there growing hair?
No, no. Everything from sacrifice. Well,
everything from the sacrifice. Your other friends sacrifice their hair, too?
Yeah. Everybody does.
Everybody does it. I guess nobody in India buys hair.
Yeah, we already have our own hair.
It's like fish buying water. Has anybody ever tried to steal your hair?
No, not yet.
If you see some Black women, just run the other way.
Okay.
Now, there seems to be a great demand for the hair all over the world. Can the temple satisfy all the demand, or do people find other ways to get the hair?
I mean, you split, but any split, cut hair, no anybody high business. It's not a very important crime. Only hair.
So let me get this straight. Women fall asleep, and while they're asleep, someone
trimming the hair,
takes their hair.
Yeah.
Does this happen a lot?
This is one type of business they do. Second type, go to picture. Interesting movie, like Super Story is very big.
So
somebody is cutting hair.
So you go see I Am Legend, and when you leave, you go, I am bald.
Gold, equal to hair. Gold, you want 100 kilo. Every jeweler is very easy to buy. Very, very easy. Hair is not easy. You buy the 5 kilo, not possible.
Hair is worth more than gold.
Yes, yes.
And women are being scalped to get this hair.
Minimum 10 inches to 40.
10 inches and better.
Yes.
Like porno.
Really?
I've learned that this good hair came from a religious ceremony called Tantra. And that's what I needed to see.
the teacher ceremony. If my daughters were going to eventually wear this hair, I needed to see what kind of person's head it had been on first. Over 10 million people tonsure their hair every year. They tonsure their hair in exchange for the God's blessing. Why do you
Do
you ever think about your hair?
No, I don't think. I promise him I'll give it.
Thinking about seeing it again on somebody else?
No, no, no. He likes the hair too.
God likes hair.
Yeah.
Tantra. That's the word we keep hearing. Tantra. 85% of India's population have had their hair shaved at least twice in a lifetime in a religious ceremony known as tantra. In India, hair is considered a vanity, and removing hair is considered an act of self-sacrifice. By the end of the night, these pretty young girls will be bald headed, and in a few weeks, their hair will be on the heads of doctors, lawyers, and even strippers swinging off a pole. These people have no idea where their hair is going or how much it's worth. The money made at this temple is second only to the Vatican. The hair collected here is auctioned off to exporters to distribute it around the planet. But its chief destination is the weed capital of the world, Los Angeles.
Having diabetes isn't easy. Then I have Splenda Diabetes Care Shake. So soup and fruit, 16 grams of protein, zero sugar, and Splenda Shake are made by the number one doctor-recommended sweetener brand.
Find them in the pharmacy aisle.
Okay, I guess that video ended somehow. I don't know what happened there, but okay. So that was just a further explanation of how Chris Rock did a lot of research, and he took his journey from India to Los Angeles. So hopefully I can pull that up again. I don't know if I can... Yeah, that may not come up. But his journey went to Los Angeles, where it's just so fascinating in Los Angeles to hear about the value of hair. Let me see if I can pull it up, because it's just so fascinating to me, the research that he did to take him all the way to Los Angeles from India. See, the hair, the point I'm making tonight is the hair that we're putting on our heads has been all over the world and more. Many women have no idea of the energy that this hair is carrying. Let's see. Okay, we'll try this again.
See what kind of person's head has it been on first? Takes their hair.
Yes.
The one and gold.
Yes, yes.
And women take their hair in exchange for the God's blessing.
Thank you.
off a pole. These people have no idea where their hair is going or how much it's worth. The money made at this temple is second only to the Vatican. The hair collected here is auctioned off to exporters and distributed around the planet. But its chief destination is the weave capital of the world, Los Angeles.
Eating proteins helps with reversing muscle loss. Right? Wrong.
The hackle. Respect the hackle. This is Mariah. She's a master wig maker whose skill and expertise has made her a celebrity favorite. This is what they do after they cut it off the ponytail to get that shorter hair out. She painstakingly sews each wig by hand in a process that can take months to complete and cost as much as $15,000. Close it off. And then there you go. And how you tie it determines the way the hair light flows and falls and parts. She knows everything there is to know about hair, except for one thing. Where does most of the hair being sold in the industry come from? I try to source from people who I know where it's coming from, but I don't know. As Refinery 29's senior beauty editor, I've been set for dozens of shoots and interviewed hundreds of hairstylists. Nearly every one of their kits holds the same things: flat irons, curling irons, brushes, products, and hair. But Hollywood's best-kept secret is far from new. Both Black and Orthodox Jewish communities have openly worn hair for generations. But it's just now that the popularity has exploded into the mainstream. Celebrities have opened up on social media about wearing human hair, revealing just how common wigs and extensions are on the red carpet and in everyday life. Extensions have really pushed the hair trade up. People want things that are disposable. They just, like, want long hair today, and that's that. There's something intimate and uncanny about wearing the hair of another person. It can transform the way you look, but at what cost? Audrey? I couldn't help but wonder who this hair once belonged to. It's difficult to trace the origin of much of the hair on the market. It's no surprise because the hair trade has always been shady. For centuries, hair brokers have used any means necessary to get their hands on hair. In the 1800s, peasant women in France were lured into being shorn like sheep. In the early 1900s, it was reported that hair sold in the States was coming from sewers and corpses in China. Hair dealers were thought to be so shady, they were banned from Ellis Island. Controversy continued into the 21st century, as reported by CNN.
She lost 8 inches of hair. From the robber's perspective, it's quick and relatively easy money.
One constant in all of this is that the hair trade sets up shop wherever women are the most disenfranchised. And the people who end up wearing the hair are often unaware of the journey it took to get to them.
Most people do not know where their hair comes from, and I don't think they care.
Rika Hale, the founder of a hair extension salon in Los Angeles, didn't particularly care either until she got scammed.
I had already lost $10,000. I couldn't afford to lose any more. But they had these great pictures. They tell you how it was going to perform. They say you want a dream. That's the issue with it.
Rika went on a hair buying trip to try to get some answers.
You want to know if all the hair in Malaysia is really coming from Malaysia.
She traveled across 6 countries and found the lack of regulation in America and around the world makes it hard to guarantee what you're getting.
Push it. There you go.
Oh, it fried
the hair.
I can smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is that? Is that burnt hair or that plastic?
Plastic. Mixed with what's known as fallen hair. It's the cheapest tier of human hair, collected from salon floors, hairbrushes, and drains. The hair is detangled, processed with chemicals, coated with silicone, and sometimes mixed with synthetic and animal hair. While okay for some uses, it's a less expensive version of a higher quality, more elusive hair. Virgin Remy.
So everybody's secretive about where their hair actually comes from. That's where the hair broker makes his money.
Remy. Okay.
Passing off non-Remy hair as Remy is just one of the many tactics of hair dealers. Where do you get your hair from now?
I get my hair from India.
Thank you.
So we're back to India. This is just another expose or information about this business, this multi-billion-dollar business that our sister Shanquella Robinson was involved in, who's now dead. And I heard today from another sister that somehow hairdressers are coming up dead in even Chicago area. So we're going to take a commercial break. And I'm going to bring you the second thing that men find irresistible. And guess what? It's not here. So my point tonight is to open up our overstanding, understanding about what is really attractive these days. What is really beauty these days?
Unmuted.
Because over the last 13 years since Chris Rock made this movie, the hair industry has been booming. And that's not what makes women irresistible to men, according to a very popular person who counsels men and talks to couples. So we're going to take a break and come back and learn about the five things that men find irresistible in women and how we can come out of this low self-esteem where we think that the only beauty or the most important thing about beauty is our hair. So Naima Latif is in the studio.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And we're back. You're joining me this evening. We're talking about have Chris Rock's Good Hair documentary, which very did a good job of bringing up the topic of why melanin women, not why, but the trend that melanin women are wearing hair and they don't even know where it comes from, not to mention the energy that is in this hair, the sacrificial element of it. And we talked a little bit about it last week. Why? Because this woman, Shanquelle Robinson, died, a hairdresser died at the hands of some other melanin women. And we're all in, I think it's a global news item, and people all over the world are trying to understand why, how could this happen? How could these women be so hateful? How could they be so mean? And so with Chris Rock's revelation about this hair coming from women in India, Brazil, Vietnam is producing hair. Hair is coming from all over the world. Most women have no idea. And I'm going to say most women are probably not wearing real hair because it's too expensive. Only Hollywood stars and models can probably afford the real deal. And yet there are some women who would steal and kill for hair, the real deal hair. So we've come to a place of insanity and mental illness, in my opinion, when melanin women are killing other women and they're all wearing wigs and false hair or not their own hair. So Chris Rock's documentary or movie, let's just call it a movie because it was entertaining as well as documenting the whole business of the billion-dollar business of hair and how I have come to see and understand that this hair is sacrificial and can cause harm to the person who wears it spiritually. This is my conclusion after really seeking wisdom and prayerful about why did Shanquella have to die this way and why didn't she have the protection that she should have had because she was not wearing the real deal protection. What's the real deal protection? Is to let the curly locks that come out of your scalp point out toward the universe, which is your antennas. These curls on the top of our hair, ahead, for those who have melanin skin and who have curly hair, these are like antennas that protect us. And these women who are dying lately in Chicago, hairdressers are dying in Chicago. Shanquella's made global news. I believe the Heavenly Father is trying to wake us up, wake women up about placing these wigs and hair, false hair, human hair on your head and becoming a sacrifice. I believe at this point now, after all the research and the news, that you become a sacrifice when you're putting hair on your head and you have no idea who sacrificed it to what deity, where it came from, what was the energy in it, what was that person like, their DNA, their energy, their emotional state is in that hair. It came out of their scalp, which means it was a part of their blood system. And women are so clueless as to why they're not maybe feeling well, why they're not remembering things, why their mental state is not healthy, like Shanquella, not being able to discern. And then these women are dying. And then you're seeing lately a lot of things happening where women are stealing hair. I've seen so many videos where women are caught stealing hair from these hair places, beauty supply homes, I think because they're losing their minds. Let me go to the phones for a minute, and let me go first. I'm covering five things men find irresistible, according to Stephen Speaks on YouTube. He's a YouTuber. His name is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-A. He was being interviewed by a sister, and he came up with five things, and I actually posted it on my Facebook page if you want to see him, tall, dark, and handsome man. Five things men find irresistible. Number one, no drama or a peaceful character in a woman. That's the number one thing he said men find irresistible. It's about your character, your emotions, your personality. No drama. They don't want any more drama, ladies. Number two, being a good cook. Who would have thought cooking? Men find it irresistible when a woman can cook. And I'm sure there are not many of those out there. So that's why even if they have the money, they're finding it irresistible if a woman spends time in the kitchen, evidently. That's pretty old-fashioned. Don't put a woman barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. Number three, you might not be surprised, is sexual fulfillment. Now, that could mean a lot of things to different people. So I'd be interested to know, of these first three things out of five, do you agree with this as a man? Women, do you think this is reasonable? Do you find men are talking about these things? No drama, being able to cook, and then sexual fulfillment. So let me go to the phones and see what this person has to say. 708-602, your mic is open. Give us your name, where you're calling from, please.
Greetings and much love, family. This is Eddie Harris from Chicago, Illinois.
Good evening, Eddie Harris. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. much better than I was. I was a little under the weather earlier this week, but I'm doing great. So let me hit off. Yeah, thank you. Let me touch on the five. Once I got five on it. So you started off with the comedian Chris Rock. Well, what does comedians do? They tell jokes.
Yeah.
Joke is 14, which is the five.
Okay.
And a lot of those jokes deal with telling the truth that basically are no more than facts that make sense. Facts are 23, sense is 23. And that becomes the fear dealing with a lot of our sisters. Real quick, fears are 23, but hair. Let's say hairs, because it's not just one hair that we have, it's hairs.
Right.
So hairs, plural, is 23.
Oh, my.
Antennas, 23.
Oh, my.
Five. See, and even for me, when we talking about this brother said five things, well, five, there's the five. Things is 32. Things is 32, which is the five.
Okay.
So it's a natural woman to me. Natural is 23. That means a woman that truly has something on her brain. Brain is 14. Natural hairs connected to her head, her brain. So even natural braids are 23. See, because from our hair, we get guidance. Guidance is 32. We even learn that we can do rituals with our hair. Rituals is 32. And don't we hear a lot of people put hairs on zombie dolls, burn hair, do things, people flush their hair to make sure people don't get their hair. Anyway, rituals, because it's a part of our natural defense. This is why they want black women and men to cut their hair from that natural state. See? So all of this, our hair even gives us inner vision. Inner vision is 41. This comes from the antenna that's divinely guided or divine guidance that we receive. And when we start to sell hair or at the least be the ones that buy it, see, sale and soul are 14. So it's the five that cast the spell. See, because cast spells is 50. It's part of the five that they're doing, but we're coming out of it by now just recognizing the five called the game that's been played on us so long. Because I truly appreciate nature, a natural woman. Natural being five, appreciate is five. I appreciate the natural beauty. That's what attracts me to her and make her my 14 called mate. Because we're in the same thought pattern, thought being 41. So it's all connected. So I just wanted to share that. And even pulling from this, from your last class, going back to the 23 called the pussy. See, because pussy is 23 and it has so much relevance to this five that's in the atmosphere. At the end of the day, family, I think we even said the second coming, which is true, the second coming is Jesus Christ, five. We can do anything through the five, anything through Christ. Is that what they have been saying, is find that number to everything that they've been saying with that family, peace, and love.
Oh, well, I'm almost speechless because I don't think I've heard you bring out so many words related to one number at one time. So I was writing down all these words about guidance, rituals, and natural defense. So I don't know if you've been following this Shanquella Robinson case.
I follow it through you all. See,
okay.
My time and guidance is what I just gave, and everything I get is vicariously through you because I don't have time for the nonsense on social media or the news. So y'all give me the pertinent, the key words to give me the numbers that I listen for. And I thank you for that.
So, we thank us, and especially all this revelation about the number five. I think it just, for me, confirms what I've been hearing about this woman becoming a sacrifice because of her hairstyling business and all of these. Her antennas were missing. Her brain was not picking up the evil of these people around her. She wasn't being guided, and it became somewhat of a ritual. There are still things coming out about this case, which is global, that I couldn't understand. Why is this woman getting all this attention, and she's just a hairstylist? You know, of all the things that we could be paying attention to, why her? So I just started really looking into the spiritual aspect of it, and Brother Eddie, you have brought out the numerical language that spirit has been speaking to us about, the lessons that this woman is bringing to us, even in her grave. And now I think there's something going on in the news. Someone informed me earlier about some type of drug deal that might have gone bad. So it just keeps developing more and more. And then so here's what happened with Kyrie Irving donating $65,000. Which became an 11 for me. It just seemed to connect spiritually his Hebrews to Negroes and the lack of protection that this woman was carrying going to a foreign country with no protection. She had plenty of money, and then that's the other aspect of it, is that you go to a foreign country with a lot of money. Is that your protection? I don't think so. So these are the lessons that are coming out of this one individual's drama, death drama, really, that we need to be reminded of these days when people are spending tons and tons of money on hair. And it's not just black melanin women. It's all women. If a woman has a prominent position on a TV show or in the movies, they're all wearing hair extensions. So it's about when we see these sudden deaths, and we are seeing there's a documentary out, now about sudden deaths and why people are dropping dead all of a sudden, mostly because of a jab they're talking about. but also because all most of these people who are popular artists, are actors, movie stars, they wear hair. They're wearing someone else's hair because that's how they look at beauty. It's they seem to think, these days women seem to think they don't have the beauty, the attractiveness if they don't have hair. So what's the fourth thing out of five that the brother points out are irresistible? He says maintaining a healthy attraction. So how do you break that down in your mind, Brother Eddie? How do you maintain a healthy attraction with a woman?
For me, it starts again natural.
Okay.
If she's appealing to me naturally, again. Not all the makeup is not necessary. The phony eyelashes are not necessary. The phony fingernails are not necessary. The more natural, the better. Hair is important. The natural hairstyle. I don't need a wig or pasted on whatever. I mean, if it turns you on, I'm not going to knock it, but it's not attractive, not for me.
Once
that's put aside, then it's the total spiritual essence of what she and I are bringing to the table. It ain't about finances and money. That's a spell. That's why people chasing this spell. But anyway, it's about the spiritual. This is why it's called a soul mate. Mate is 14. That's that five. And that soul being 16 is consciousness. We're calling it Christ consciousness. So if we're on that level, we have places to go because we're supposed to be together at a specific time in a specific moment. This is why it says live in the moments. See? And we know the five is called love. We know when we found that true love. See, but it all starts, again, even when you mention sex, sex is 14, that's the five. See, and we start off with sex from the conversation. See, before we even take it, because the conversation is what's called foreplay.
Yes, yes.
So tantalate me, stimulate me with your conversation and your mind. See. Because if we ain't got nothing to talk about after the sex, where are we going?
Oh, okay, so here's a question for all the men in the studio. Why do you think women feel like having the hair, the nails, and the eyebrows is attractive these days? Where is that coming from, do you think, that they're focusing on what is obviously not what is irresistible to most men? I'm trying to figure out where is the source of their information that this is what they need to do to feel better or to look to attract a man. Where do you feel like the women are off a little as far as picking up what's really needed and necessary to have a good partner or healthy partner?
Can I interject real quick?
Yes, and then I'll go to my next caller after you.
Okay. Real quick, that'll be the seven. That'll be the seven. See, it comes from what's called television. Television is seven. What the sisters are picturing in their head, picture is seven. Images that are even being shown, images are seven. See, where are they getting all these long eyelashes, phony butts, fingernails, Kim Kardashian, and all these other people? Imaging. See, television. See, they're emulating something that they can't even afford.
Right.
$300 fingernails and hairdo. They can't even pay their bills, but that's another story. Thank you, and thank you for letting me talk and continue to the next caller. Peace and love.
Shalom, and thank us. I still am mind blown with all these five. So let me go to, I believe this is Kwame Sunhorse, and if there are any other brothers in the studio, I would really like your opinion about the women that you're seeing in your city and your environment. What do you think driving them? And I totally agree. Television has to be up there, number one, maybe, of the biggest influencers that women are spending all this money on, things that obviously men are not finding irresistible, at least from my survey. Brother Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Viata, and good evening, Brother Eddie. You know, interesting topic, and I'm here in Commerce, Texas. We just finished a weekend retreat. We had about 12 brothers here, and we had a very powerful time in bonding with men. And the part for what I'm hearing is what is attractive to a man, that women have to do the things that they're doing to themselves to alter their natural beauty. And Eddie is right on it. And it's through media and through the imagery of what is put out as what is beautiful. And the attraction is that they see men attracted or looking at these videos, these stars, or what they call stars, that they have portraying an image that is not likened to themselves. And that really has something to say about what the young lady sees in herself. What does she see her beauty is? What is in her environment that makes it feel that she has to alter that which she was born with? And so there is challenges, because the imagery in some families that you have mothers and daughters are dressing alike, or you dress that little girl up like she's a little movie star, and you began to put that imagery into her little psyche that this is what's supposed to be attractive. And where are the fathers that tell that little girl that she's beautiful in just her natural state? And these are the things that are happening to our young women and young girls, is how that they're getting the images in which they value how they see themselves in the mirror.
Do you find it, what do you find it sad or just interesting, or does it motivate you at all to do something different? And then share with us, what are the men going through these days in their psyche?
You know, we did sessions here, and we did the sweat last night and did it. And we had a session, and there's a brother who was here, his name was AP, and he's kind of wordsmith also. And he was, we have this motto that we're saying, what is brothers? It means to be real, open, truthful, helping everyone rise spiritually. To be real, open, truthful, helping everyone rise spiritually. That's what brothers are learning to do. How do you raise the consciousness and spirit of men to first value themselves? Because you don't want a Barbie doll on your arm. You want a person who is spiritually, and you are both on a spiritual path. And you, that's why when you talk about sex is not a fornicating thing. It is a spiritual energy exchange. What is the spirit of that man in the way that he sees his opposite? And what is the beauty in her, not outside? What's
right
in her?
Right.
What is her beauty? Where is the beauty of her character? Where is the beauty of her mind? What is the intellectual stimulation that she can bring to conversations that they have, besides sitting there and text messaging and snapshotting and doing all these things with a phone? Can you have a conversation with me without a phone? Can you walk with me on a pathway through a park or in the woods and be able to identify and feel comfortable being in nature and don't have to be in a club at night? So these are the things in which we have to begin to look at, how we raise our men to see the beauty of a woman and not by looking at, you know, Beyonce and all of these other images that they put out there. There's only one Beyonce. And, you know, all of the money that she has is to do all of the work to fix her, to make her look that image, to be in front of that camera. You know, there were some brothers here that's into photography and works, and those men are standing behind the camera, and what they see in front is what they capture. And see, the thing that happens is that when you capture, this is why these folks are so hung up on selfies and all the time wanting to take a picture of themselves, because they don't know who they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't. There's an African saying, is that a woman has her friend to braid her hair. She doesn't need a mirror, because she knows that her friend, if she's loving, has a loving friend, she's going to make her look beautiful. She trusts You don't have to have somebody else's imagery.
Okay, hold that thought, because this goes into, and we've got a couple more calls, but this goes into the idea of sisterhood to me, how the women who attacked Shanquella Robinson were not in the mind of being a sister at all, but in fact they were revealing themselves as her enemies. And I'm wondering, is this a class thing? Is it just that women in the lower class don't know how to be sisters? Let's talk about that when we come back. We got to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back for the fifth item that men find irresistible, and it's not here again. Naima. You're on.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Muted.
And we're back. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. We've got a few people in the studio, and I'm not sure if there's anybody listening on Facebook. They're not commenting, but we know that your spirit is there. And so the fifth item that men find irresistible, drum roll please, is knowing about the past of the woman. Or in other words, understanding where she came from. So that goes into what Kwame just talked about, having a conversation with the woman. So these five things that men find irresistible, not one of them even hints at the hair or the eyebrows or the nails. They're all a quality item, no drama, peaceful character, knowing how to cook, sexual fulfillment. And that could be who knows what for different men. That's a wide range of ideas. And then maintaining a healthy attraction. So to maintain an attraction means the first three, no drama, cooking, sex. And then finally, knowing about that person's past. And I imagine that ties in with because they don't want any drama. Because once you find out that they had abuse in their life, their father raped them, their uncle did this, their mother died when they were this age, then that's where the drama comes in. So it really, as Kwame pointed out, means having conversations. So why is it that these women, every time I walk out the door, I've got women wearing blonde wigs, all kinds of wigs, and then the nails and the eyelashes? Well, it has to do with what Brother Eddie pointed out. The images they're looking at are not those of their sister who talks with them, walks with them, encourages them, and supports them. It's images of Hollywood stars and people on social media who they think are happy, because these people aren't happy. So let me go to the phones again, and I want to hear from men especially and women about whether this is a reality in your life and whether we can prevent things, the murder like Shanquelle Robinson, because she had no protection. Can we be bold enough to talk to women about protecting themselves, not with their hair, but with these five qualities that men find irresistible? So 773-450, your mic is open. Are you
Grand
there?
Rising. Grand Rising, hallelujah, greetings all.
Grand
Wonderful
Rising.
Wonderful. So you always hit it on the head when it comes to this, the subject that we need to really just deal with inwardly. Because when you talk about the five things that men find interesting in women, I thought of two different things. First of all, it depends on where you are spiritually or where you are as a man. If you're at that basic level that society teaches you, you're below the waist type of guy. Every time some woman walks by, you're jumping in your pants. So you're more of the type of person that's interested in what society teaches you about outer appearance. But if I had a list of five, the first would be spiritual consciousness. Then number two would be, you know, nothing's more sexy than intelligence.
Okay.
Third, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is what we need just to have something going, because if they don't know any of those things, you're going to be in trouble. The next thing would be purpose. Do you know what your purpose is on this planet and how you're connected to the Most High? Are you in touch with your talents and gifts so you know what you're supposed to be doing? Because whoever you're going to be dealing with should be a whole person, not a piece of a person. It should be somebody that you can add to their lives and make things better for them. The last part would be hopefully something, you know, that just attracts you based on compatibility. You know,
you're not interested in a woman who can cook, huh?
Well, I'm interested in a woman that has all of those things. Because if they do that, they are bringing something that's beyond the realm in their own life. They'll bring consciousness. They can bring what they have talented. But there was one thing that you did mention about how what was going on as far as none of those things were in the list, like the hair. But that's society that teaches you to focus strictly on the outer appearance as though that's the most important. When I asked a friend about what did she think would be the most important thing that a man would want in a woman, she said that you should have some sort of compatibility and some sort of mental purpose in life that meets at the same road, so you all can go up life doing a purpose and you cross paths because you are on the same direction. That's probably why most relationships end up in divorce because people are together for a reason. But the final point I was going to bring to you is the one you just mentioned about women getting along. Kwame mentioned that women in certain areas would do each other's hair because they trusted each other. I think that's something that really needs to happen. One of the things that happens in traditional society, we're so blinded by what we're taught. Nobody says you shouldn't get married and have a mate that's awesome for you in a lot of different ways. But in life, because you have gifts and talents, you're going to meet people that are in that circle of your talents. Your mate might not be interested in any of that. So in order to be a whole person, you have to connect with all these other people that bring you life and enhance your life. And so it's kind of sad that even when people do the traditional thing and they break up in relationships, you have a lot of half-sisters and brothers, and they don't get to know their other side of the family. So people really do need to change that. That's why at the end of the day, you said communication, that's the biggest thing on the page. You have to be able to communicate and be one.
Okay.
Think about
okay.
us as we are an hour.
Okay, so I want to ask everyone who's raised their hand a question. I'm working on a flyer that I'm going to be handing out to women that I see who are wearing these hair pieces. If you had one thing on that flyer that you want women to know, what would it be, Obadiah?
The one thing that I would say a woman needs to know is that a man is impressed by a stable woman mentally, spiritually, and physically. When she's worth that, then you can invest your time, your energy, and your effort into that and watch it grow.
Okay, but that's too long. Can you shorten that? You remember, I'm making a fly, so I need like less than, maybe more, no more than 5 words. If you could think of a bullet point that you want these women to know. Our intention tonight is to develop a message and something for these women who are out there who are not aware that they have no protection, spiritual protection in this spiritual warfare that we're in. They have no protection putting this false hair, live hair, whatever, hair from India, Brazil, Vietnam. They have no protection. So what would you want them to know as a bullet point? Less than 5 words, say.
I just say vertical consciousness, because once you get into a certain consciousness, you're interested in what's inside your head, not so much what's on it. That's why I had another friend said she would never wear her hair gray. And I looked at her and I said, what's wrong with you? And I know another person who wears her hair like that.
But the average woman, if you were to, if I were to put on the flyer vertical, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. Can you break that down?
They wouldn't know what the heck that was, right.
So how would you break down vertical consciousness to as a simple message for women in the street or in the shopping, whatever, that you want to raise their consciousness about what they're putting on their head?
But just that simple phrase, what's in your head, not on your head.
All right, I love that. Think about what's in your head, not on it. Thank you, Obadiah. I'm going to go back to Kwame. Thank you, Obadiah. Kwame, what would be your line for a woman that you meet or approach or see that you would want her to know about the hair that she's putting on her head?
You're saying, okay, your flyer is ask the woman what question?
Whatever question you think is going to raise her consciousness
okay.
and awareness.
To raise her consciousness, what is your inner beauty?
Okay. What is your inner beauty? Thank you. All right, Brother Eddie, I'm going to just go back to you real quick before I go to, I think Mama AZ is next. Brother Eddie, did you hear my question about what would you want to be on that flyer that might help these women raise their awareness about they're not protected with that hair on their head?
Trying to see where I just put this, but through memory real quick, it would just be her natural state, her stable mind, and her love.
Oh, okay. So her natural state is a stable mind and her love?
Yes.
Okay, I like that. Thank you. Thank you, brother. So I'm going to go to Mama AZ, see what the female has to say. Mama AZ, your mic is open.
Greetings. Dr. V, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm grateful to be on this planet, and I'm doing some reflection because I got to keep myself still. But I want to or not, I got to keep it still. Anyway, to that question, like, I know I'm pretty sure that you are much aware of Billy Carson. You know, he got engaged, and his mate or his significant other, I think she's Oriental or
She's with him on every show.
Yes, yes. And he specifically said he's grateful because she's allowed him to open his heart back up because, you know, he's been married before. And she's with him, and she's very calming, and she doesn't bring drama to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that says a lot from a woman's perspective, the less drama, the better on both sides of the coin. But I also want to say this before I forget. I give thanks to you, Brother Kwame, and I can say this where it can be recorded. My dear brother, what you are doing with the sweat lodges and just your ministry, I've analyzed a whole lot of healing modalities and so on and so on and so on. And Brother Kwame, I'm not saying it because I love you. I'm saying it because the ancestors are relaying these words to my spirit. To let you know, sir, you are making a difference in a major way, whether you realize it or not, by doing these sweat ceremonies, by keeping people, as many that will listen, you know, to what it's like to earth, to what it's like to be a part of being in the earth. And I commend you, Brother Kwame, and others who are on that same page. Again, family, many of these things that we are going through, including the bombardment of the solar flares and all of the shifting to resurrect the DNA, to help to cleanse the DNA, that's where the sweat lodges come in. And these particular ceremonies, I don't care whatever else that you do, family, as far as healing modalities, the most simplest thing that one can do is be with the earth, one with the earth, sleeping in the earth, digging a pit to release your body down in the earth, to get that type of healing is very, very important, family. And I'll leave it at that. Thank us, Brother Kwame. You have done such a service, and I pray for you every moment, my dear brother, that you will continue to have the energy and the strength to do what you do. It's very, very necessary. Go to the earth, family. Take your sound bowls and your music, your tuning forks, and you dig a pit inside the earth. And for those who follow me, if you choose to on Facebook, which is Facebook, but I choose to call it Facebook. I post a lot of my friend videos, the corporal. I call him an outbacker. He's a retired ex-Marine or whatever. But these kinds of things, along with what Brother Kwame teaches, are vital to your bodies being sustained. And if you know of an elder or elders, medicine elders, that you can get out in nature who may be in a wheelchair or a walker, that's the best thing that you could possibly do, family, is get a medicine elder out to the sweat lodge, out to nature, even if it's just a day, to dig a pit, to put their feet in. More than ever, this is going to be vital, period. And not everybody on the planet is supposed to be a vegetarian. Not everybody. It depends on the makeup of your body and your blood type. But go to a sweat lodge. Take an elder out camping. Do these kinds of things. Dig a pit and put those elders down in that pit if that's what they can handle. It will not only help them, it will help you. Thank you, Dr. Z. I appreciate it.
So, Mama AZ, if you have an opportunity to sit down with a sister who has her blonde wig on and her lashes and her nails, and what would you say to her? And I'm preparing this flyer, so I'm taking notes from everyone who would communicate something to these women out there who are, number one, ignorant. Let's say that they don't have the knowledge, or they have such low self-esteem and they have so little value of themselves, insecurity, if you will, that some of them are not going to make it through this next Twilight Zone episode. We get ready to go through another episode. I keep hearing this from intel sources and all that. So I'm working to educate women, men, and all of us, I think, have an assignment to do whatever we're here to do. But this has really touched me in a way because Shanquel Robinson has my name, for one, and the Most High keeps speaking to me about the lessons about this woman. So what would you, Mama AZ, say to your sisters who are not protected by their wigs at all and they don't even have a clue about it? So how would you begin to have a conversation with these women who might need to just have a word about the lack of protection that they have?
What would I say to them?
Yes, ma'am.
I would say to them, go to the sweat lodge. That's all I say. I mean that, Dr. V. I would say, go to the sweat lodge. Go to a sacred spot and dig a pit, and you take a couple of days, if you can, or even just a night and a day, and you sleep in that pit. And I guarantee they will get some answers from the universe, from being in that earth, from Mother Earth and Source, period. That's all that I can say, Dr. Z. I've had a couple of days of really looking at some things in my life. And if nothing else, I do know this. My journey of sweat lodges and being one with the earth all of those many years have protected me and gotten me to this point. And I see how valuable what Brother Kwame and others that are on that same page when it comes to the real, true indigenous teachings. I don't know of any other that is as grounding as the wisdom that Brother Kwame Sunhorse and many others teach. He had a lot of things, a lot. And I would say, go to the Sweat Lodge. Not all are going to resonate with that, and that's okay too. But this is, I'm not sure of how long I'm going to be here on this planet, but this is my mantra. Get with Mother Earth. Get in the earth. Get one with the earth. Go to the Sweat Lodge. Thank us.
So what I hear you saying, and I think what all of us can think about is, how many ways can you protect yourself in this twilight zone, in this spiritual war that we're in, other than your hair, because that's not doing it. And in some way, I think I need to add on this flyer the many ways that you can be protected in the coming storm or in the coming battle that's coming. And not so much judge women for their choice to wear these weaves and hairs and wigs, but just to point out that there are ways that you're going to need to protect yourself if you want to survive the coming spiritual battle, the next battle, because we've already been in one. We're still in one. But I'm feeling like maybe these women need to be aware of the many ways. Sweat Lodge is one. You brought that out. And the idea that your natural state is bring stable mind. That's another one. Are you making a comment, or are you just? Okay, so that's probably bad. So we've got to take our last break. I'm looking at the clock. So I'm going to open up Naima's mic, and if she's ready, we can go to our last break. And then we want to do some meditations. And if you have any other comments about the ways that these women can think about protecting themselves and removing the sacrifices that they're wearing, because tonight is really about, with Chris Rock's Good Hair movie being played, it's about revealing the sacrificial energy that they're wearing, which could cause their death, like Shanquella, because you're not discerning the evil around you, and you're not protecting yourself from attacks from all sorts of places that could come up. So that's what we want to do in that last half hour, is feel the idea, the information that we want to put out there for the sisters who are really unprotected. That's how I see it. They're unprotected. There's a lot of sisters who are covering their heads, and they're not protected spiritually. So, Naima, if you, yes, ma'am.
Not everybody not everyone will be able to vibrate with the protection that they may need. You see,
right.
Some of the people have an assignment to let you know, look, we're out of order, people. And so they may have that assignment to make a wake-up announcement. Like, look at what's going on here. Look at what has happened to me or what I've allowed, all because we need to learn that there is actually another way.
Yeah.
That this isn't the way, and not everybody is going to conform. So, okay, thank us, Dr. V.
Well, that's the message that Shanquella Robinson is bringing us today, is that she was meant to have this death experience to wake people up. It certainly is waking me up to the fact that she was totally she had lots of money, and at 25 years old, she was in the hair business. That was her business, making a lot of money on hair, wearing different wigs, selling wigs, braiding. All that was her business. It's a billion-dollar industry, and it did not protect her. So that's you're right. She's a perfect example of why we're talking about this today, because she had an assignment. And to have them videotape all of these attacks and violent behavior and mental illness behavior is, to me, just a wake-up call for all of those who are conscious and paying attention. Now, you're not protected by that hair, but you're spending a lot of money on something that's not giving you what you need in this spiritual battle that we're all in. So you're right, absolutely right, Mom Maisie. Some people are going to die against the message.
Yeah, and one other thing. This has been coming for a long time. Real part of how people think, and especially in with the people of color. I mean, come on, how we treat each other. I mean, my God, and that film was purposely, I believe, from the universe. That was put into motion because it has to be exposed how we, as women and women of color, how we really treat each other. And I want to say, I'm going to say it is fucked up. And we are allowing it. We are allowing it. And that little child is like an example to let us see the mirror. That's what happened. Some kind of way mirrors us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Our lack of compassion toward one another. Our lack of support toward one another. There's so many things that this woman's life and death is revealing to us. We need to pay attention. I believe Brother Kwame had a comment.
Really was looking at, your flyer, and I was looking at saying, what is the price of your beauty?
Oh, okay. I like that. What is the price of your beauty? Exactly, because it's expensive. It's expensive, and these women are clueless that their investment is not going to pay off at all. Not only are men not interested in that, but they might lose their life. They're investing in things, external material things, that are not going to more than likely bring them a partner who's worth anything, and they might lose their life on top of it. So that's a great. What is the price of your beauty, you said? Well, that's
the price of your beauty? Excuse me.
Yeah. And that raises a lot. So this flyer, I really want it to be thought-provoking, not just to put them in a position of feeling judged or anything, but to make them think about the choices they're making. And that's a big one, the price you're paying to what you think is making you look beautiful could lead to your death, or at the least, you're not going to find a partner, because the statistics are showing that that's not what men are looking for. That's not what makes you irresistible. And yet the image, we are so bamboozled, so deceived by the media and television that's the biggest, one of the biggest problems is that too many people paying attention to the tell lie vision and social media, all these faces on selfies, and people are not even revealing their true selves with these selfies. They put on all this makeup and hair and everything else, and then you think that's real? Not even real. So we're here tonight because a woman has been sacrificed, basically. She was sacrificed, and the idea of any sacrifice that has that much global attention is to wake us up and help us make some changes in our lives, or at least help others pay attention to what is the consequences are to investing your money in external material things. The consequences are deadly and harmful and unhealthy, to say the least. So I'm gonna play a commercial real quick, because, and I don't see Zelda. If Zelda is in the studio or in Facebook, I need to know what her show, I'm not sure what her show is tomorrow, but I'll pay a commercial and then we'll come right back.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks, and thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves, I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bone. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds. Earth,
my body, water my body, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my spirit. Earth my body, earth my body, water my blood. Air my breath and fire. Must be it. Indigenous people, shine your light, we are equal. I remember the days when our prayers were illegal. I remember the days when being Indian was lethal. Yeah, we had a rough past, but get ready for the sequel. Get ready for the glorious comeback of our people. Oh, yeah. Rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seven fire calling us to wake up, wake up.
All nations rise. Rise up, cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, cause now's the time. All nations rise up, cause now's your time. We don't have to hide anymore, cause now's the time.
With forgiveness as my bow and my prayers as my arrows, pull them back and let go. I watch them fly like sparrows. Have hope. Yeah, have hope.
With compassion
as my shield and faith down to my marrow,
I will walk the pollen path even when it gets narrow.
Yeah, yeah, I
resurrect. Yes, you can bet that we seen the single mama raising children on the res. We seen domestic violence tear apart what we have left. We seen the alcohol take it all and leave us dead. We seen the children take their lives when they can't take the dread anymore.
Can't take the dread anymore.
No, we can't take the dread anymore.
No, we can't take the dread anymore.
It's a war, but we've seen it all before. And now we know we can change it, cause that's why we were born. We know we are the ones that we have been waiting for.
We are the ones Grandma has been praying for.
Rise up, all you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seven fire calling us to wake up.
Wake up,
go ahead,
levántense, es nuestro tiempo. No tienes que esconderte más. Ahora es nuestro tiempo.
Mujer indígena, tú eres tan sagrada. Traigas medicina de tu suelo todavía. A pesar del abuso de tu cuerpo y tu tierra, respetamos tus ancestros y la suya cultura.
Hombre indígena, tú eres honorable y yo veo la fuerza que todavía sobrevive a pesar del abuso de tu raza venerable.
Yo respeto tus ritos, tus danzas, tus padres.
Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz. Sí, no vamos a escondernos más.
Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz. Sí, no vamos a escondernos más.
They say that history is written by the victors, but how can there be a victor when the war isn't over? The battle has only just begun, and Creator is sending his very best warriors. And this time, it isn't Indians versus cowboys. No, this time, it is all the beautiful races of humanity together on the same side, and we are fighting to replace our fear with love. And this time, bullets, arrows, and cannonballs won't save us. The only weapons that are useful in this battle are the weapons of truth, faith, and compassion.
Mm-hmm. no more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. They begin their lesson to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up in the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better. The temperature, let it be. Gotta change it, yeah, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. They don't have to very long before their judgment day. Won't you make them happy before they pass away? Up all the build-up, time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we're all in the hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Sure things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better. The temperature, let it be.
I just had to play a few musical songs because I had a conversation with my son the other day. I was telling him, you know, I love listening to George Benson, Al Jarreau, and Stevie Wonder because they sang about love. Most of the songs that I was listening to, the word love was always in the song. These days, I don't know about you, but it's, you're hard-pressed to find too many songs with the word love in them. And it's really inspiring for me to have still listening to those songs. And Zelda, it was in the Facebook audience, she said, wearing your natural hair is such a freedom experience that cannot be explained, only experienced. Thank you, Zelda. And I am finding not only is it a freedom experience, it's a power experience. Because when I'm more and more inclined to not totally cover my hair anymore because I'm feeling like these antennas are really activated right now to protect and guide me. I am really sensing that we are in such a crucial survival period that this is one of the weapons we've been given for times like this. And that's why I believe the Most High and the Spirit has been really nudging me to talk about this woman, Shanquella. And Kwame shared something about the day, the date, the month that, what was it, the month date that Good Hair movie was released was October of 2009. And Shanquella also died in October of this year. So there's a spiritual connection there for sure, but I am inspired every day to let my natural hair be under the sun and radiated, and even if it's not well combed or cut, or these why these antennas are powerful these days for me. It's freedom, yes, but it's also power. And that's, I think, one of the things I'm going to add. I just thought, add that to the flyer, is that your natural hair gives you power and protection. And that's one of the things that we can share with going forward this week, that I'm going to be praying that everyone who hears this show tonight, that you'll be able to share those words with women who are out there mindlessly shopping for toys and Christmas gifts and all the other consumer addicted products, that instead they think about their hair, grooming their hair, nourishing their hair for power and protection. That's what this message, the Spirit is telling me, to remind women that their natural hair is all about power and protection in these last days. That's what, that is almost the final reason, the main reason that we still have all these curls after all these centuries and years of human development and redevelopment, transformation and all that. These curls are still here, and we need to learn how to manage them and respect them. So let us get that message out to our sisters and even our brothers, that these curls of melanin-rich people are meant to protect and give us the power, as in Marvel comic type power. And I'm serious about it. Marvel comic type power is in this hair. And I think my son knows that, because he said he is becoming a Marvel comic, even though he shaves his hair. He still has a beard, but he somehow is sensing in his mind that he is becoming a superpower. And I'm starting to think it's the hair that is part of the equation of being a superpower these days, where the government, medical system, and all the other systems are trying to weaken us like kryptonite. And the kryptonite is, guess what? It's in the hair. It's in the wigs. That's what's going on. The kryptonite is killing us. So any last words, if you have a last word, let me see. I'll open the mic. We only have about a minute. But if you have a last word, you got about a few seconds. Everybody's
yes, real
mic.
Quick. Just to bring the five in, Mother AZ giving thanks to Brother Kwame with the Sweat Lodge. Well, Sweat is 23, which is the five she
wow.
mentioned. A mirror. Mirror is 23, which is a
wow.
five.
Okay.
And what we're doing is basically helping one another get well. Get well is 32.
Wow.
32, which is five. And all we're doing is showing each other willpower, 32, which is a five.
Wow.
So we are our brother's keeper. Brother is 32, which is a five, and we can't leave out our sisters, because the sister is divine. Sister divine is, so again, the brothers are not just helping the brothers, because it's brother's keeper. Keepers is 32, which is five.
Right.
So this is why we care five, share five. We are the teachers that reveal. Teachers five, reveal is five. With that, always closing with love. Love is 14, which is five, family. Peace and love.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. Beautiful.
Thank you. Wow, that's deep. Oh.
That is. Oh, all right. Everybody have a beautiful weekend. Just keep your little antennas high, invisible or physical. Keep those antennas out for those brothers and sisters who need a word of love, a word of wisdom, and a reminder of how powerful we all are when we're walking in consciousness and love. So join Zelda tomorrow morning. Let's see, I don't see a topic yet, but she'll be on tomorrow morning with breathing and more wisdom to share with the family. So everybody have a great week. We're having a wonderful week here in Florida. The weather is just so perfect here. I wish you were all here, but I'll send some good weather to Chicago. And everybody.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
And tomorrow morning, join Zelda for a Beautiful Mind discussion on mindfulness. Monday morning, Beautiful Mind. I love it, love it, love it. We'll see you in the morning with some breathing exercises.
Family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeon Kunyo, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.